Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. T-minus 3 days and counting until the White's Company is hit with permanent collaborator status from the Collaborators Project, which has exploded nationwide. Today, one of America's leading pro-life activists, Mark Crutcher, has it as a top story at ProLifeAmerica.com, his pro-life daily blog, and I am not exaggerating when I say this is exploding. To help me talk through the latest news is Steve Curtis. Steve is Vice President of American Right to Life. Steve, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
It's good to be here as always, Bob.
Steve, you are the you're also the president of American Right to Life Action.
Right.
Right? And that's the political arm of American Right to Life. You guys, there's the primary down in Florida today, Mitt Romney is hoping to win. It's a winner-take-all election. And, of course, we don't know what will happen. But in the last couple of days, you guys have made a major effort to give a shot of reality to the pro-life voters and let them know that he's a pro-abort.
Well, we sent over 524,000 emails out documenting Mitt Romney's recent and aggressive pro-abortion stance. And you know, it's just it's incredible to me that television, radio, pick up a newspaper mm-hmm. without seeing some prominent conservative calling Mitt Romney the consensus conservative, a real conservative. It's just insane.
So the conservative talking heads are basically lying to the rank and file conservative Christian pro-lifer. They just want, because they know he's a liberal, they know he's a Massachusetts pro-abort, pro-homosexual, just a whole ball of wax liberal. They know it.
Well, he's as liberal as any Republican in history. And they, of course, they know it, but they see his money, his campaign, and they think that this may be the guy that that ends up being our nominee. Mm-hmm. So they're starting to sell the idea now that a Mitt Romney presidency would be better than a John McCain presidency or a Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton presidency. When we all know that when it really comes right down to it, there's going to be very little to no difference at all
between these guys.
Yeah, between the Republicans or the Democrats
right.
at that
and
point.
So,
I mean, this is where the Republicans have let their party go right. over the last decade.
And George Bush did this. Flip Benham with Operation Save America pointed this out years ago. You got the Republican National Convention in prime time. The nation's tuning in, and every speaker is a pro-abort. Every speaker is a pro-abort. George W. Bush sold out the Republican Party to liberalism years ago. It's not like somebody today is going to ruin the party. The party is ruined.
Well, and you'll remember that infamously now, I said back in early 2000, 6 or 7 months before the election, having listened to George Bush and having seen him a time or two, that if this guy becomes the conservative choice of this party, that mm-hmm. will change the definition of what a conservative is mm-hmm. forever. And that's exactly what has happened.
All right. So we'll find out what occurs in Florida by this evening.
Well, yeah, we're hoping to go 3 for 3. We were part of the coalition of real Republicans that knocked Romney off in Iowa, where he had such a huge lead at one point. And then again in South Carolina, where he was running neck and neck with John McCain for so long. And now, we saw the result down there after he ran television commercials. And he was a very
statewide.
Very distant fourth place down there.
Romney came in fourth in South Carolina. So the two states where American Right to Life went aggressively statewide on TV against Romney, he was trounced. He was slaughtered. And now this is a different approach in Florida, sending out over 500,000 emails to registered Republican voters.
Yeah, and it's important for people that are truly pro-life and really don't care so much about this party or that party, but are just principled and care deeply about the issue, that they understand that the primaries are not the only place. If for some reason Mitt Romney makes it through the primaries, we will be actively going against him and his record, his very liberal pro-death record,
right through the general
in
election.
The general election. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Thank you, Steve Curtis, for that update from American Right to Life Action. Now, with the Weitz Corporation, and there's less than 3 days now till they get hit with permanent collaborator status if they don't stop building this abortion clinic. Steve, you've gone over some of the emails we have received from people, significant players in the construction field, and I'd like to talk about those. One is a personal email. And I don't want to give the guy's last name. Maybe we'll call him Todd W. But he's worked with Weitz. He's been a major supplier for one of their major companies worldwide. And he sends them a sobering letter. How did you get into this situation? What is this going to cost your company in the years to come? I'd like to talk about that. Also, 1-800-ASPHALT. This is big. We could talk about this letter from Vice President of 1-800-ASPHALT, Jamie Scott. And these people, they operate in 40 states. They have hundreds of asphalt contractors, millions of dollars in asphalt business. And I'd like to play for the audience. If you dial the number 1-800-ASPHALT in Colorado, we're going to do that now. We're going to dial this live on the air, and you're going to hear the message that any contractor, any construction client, customer will hear, not just today or next week, but if Weitz doesn't pull out, this is for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing children in the clinic built by Weitz for that purpose. So let's dial now. We're going to dial. Let's see. I could do this. Can I? Yeah. All right. 1-800-ASPHALT. Okay. I spelled that out. Here's the message. If you are in Colorado and looking for asphalt, this is an important public service announcement about a major construction firm. The Weitz Company, W-E-I-T-Z, a nationwide construction firm, has a history of not warning their subcontractors nor their clients of serious problems that arise when working with Weitz. It is very possible, even likely, that protesters may show up at your home if you hire or work for the Weitz Company. Weitz built an abortion clinic in Denver, Colorado, and many of the most aggressive anti-abortion street protest organizations have committed to the long-term protest of the homes of Weitz clients and subcontractors for as many years as Planned Parenthood is doing abortions at the clinic built for that purpose by Weitz. This has been a public service announcement for the benefit of contractors and building customers considering working with the Weitz Company. That's the message.
That's another stroke of genius. This entire collaborators project, really one of the great marketing ideas and coalitions of all time. Just no doubt about it. It is, it is a way to put these folks on notice that this is not a minor inconvenience to their business, but will be a legal and peaceful disruption to their organization for decades to come.
Decades to come.
Well, this will outlive guys like Gary Megason of Weitz and mm-hmm. Bill Hornaday and all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
This project will outlive them. Because of the tools, the technologies that, and the dedication that is available to the pro-life movement today.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, Steve, I bet you've never heard of a newspaper called The News Leader. This is from back east.
I haven't.
There was an announcement of a $20 million Weitz construction project today. It's going to be built in Lexington, Virginia, and the firm that hired Weitz is located in Pennsylvania, Kennett Square. Now, all the executives of this firm, it's the Kendall Corp, have received a letter already today. This announcement just came out today. They've received a letter from the Collaborators Project. Included in that letter is the problem with whites. They just hired whites. That abortion protesters all over the country have committed to do home protests of whites' clients, executives around the country. It turns out that one of the organizations, Repent America, is located, their headquarters is 35 miles from the Kendall Corp. 35 miles. They're right down the street.
How inconvenient.
How inconvenient. And that letter also went to all the whites' executives. And in downtown Denver, actually Cherry Creek in Denver, North Creek, where they've got a $100 million development going on, just north of Cherry Creek, there's a fashion shop called Hermes. This is European, American, multi-million dollar outlet, women's fashion mostly. Well, whites is building the Hermes store downtown at Fillmore and First. And so the Truth Truck, that's known all over Colorado, has been circling just the Cherry Creek district, and the whites employees look in stunned shock at these huge banners of aborted children with the words, courtesy of thewhitescompany.com. And this is disrupting Cherry Creek in a way that you can only imagine.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I can't imagine that the highbrow shoppers of that area. You know, I grew up three blocks from there, 4th and Fillmore. That's where I grew up.
Wow.
So I know that area very well. And I, you know, knowing what that area has developed into over the next or over the last two decades, it's going to be something that'll be just horribly damaging to the economy of the entire district, not just that one store.
And here's the commitment that for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing kids in this building built by whites, there will be protests against whites and their clients especially, because as Flip Benham of Operation Save America said, it's on his press release at collaboratorsproject.com. He said, whites has turned themselves into the hub and their clients are the spokes of a nationally focused collaborators effort.
Yeah. At some point here, you know, the whites company will be forced to change their name, restructure, and I'm certain that the Collaborators Project will be all over that and making sure that they won't be able to run, hide under a different corporate name.
And you know what? They hired last week. We were told by Al Lewis at the Denver Post that whites, after they got the deadline letter, January 31st, they hired a law firm and they hired a PR firm to deal with this. Well, the law firm, what do lawyers do? They don't seek peace. They want misery, because the more misery and the longer it takes, the more money they make. So the law firm is giving the whites executives very bad advice right now. They're saying, we can take care of these guys. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court hasn't been able to take care of these guys. I mean, us. The Colorado Supreme Court, the legislature, Congress hasn't been able. These aggressive abortion protests have been going on for 20 years, 5 days a week or more all over the country.
Well, and, you know, and there is going to be no relief coming from the United States Supreme Court on this, because when you really think about it, I mean, this really goes back to the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, which has several guarantees, but not the least of which is freedom of speech, the freedom to assemble peaceably and to protest.
Steve, Michael Makavich, he's one of my heroes. He's the founder of Repent America. These are the guys that are 35 miles away from this brand new whites client just announced today, $20 million. My son Nathaniel was arrested with Michael Markavich in San Francisco, standing up against homosexual marriage there. Peaceful. It was tremendous. Well, in Philadelphia, Michael and Repent America, they had 11 guys arrested at a gay pride parade just for speaking, telling them that it's a sin, that God condemns it. They were arrested and charged with hate crimes. Well, these guys know how to fight in the streets. They fight in court. They took this to court, and eventually they won. It took 3 years. The Supreme Court there in Pennsylvania struck down the hate crime statute, the section of the statute that they were charged under. I mean, struck it down. And now they've been working against the federal hate crimes These guys are successful. And when George W. Bush nominated that Republican judge in Dover, Pennsylvania, and he gave that vicious ruling against creationism being taught in public schools, Michael Markavich went out with his Repent America. And since creation wasn't allowed in the schools, he brought it to thousands of homes directly, to thousands of homes in Dover, Pennsylvania, with a tremendous story. He rented the gymnasium at the high school and did a creation event. I mean, this guy is brilliant. And his army there, and they're 35 miles away from the latest, newest White's client. White's is insane.
Well, they clearly are taking bad advice and obviously are not men of moral character, or they would have not let their company get into this situation. Mm. You know, Gary Megason knows better. Mm. He knows better, but he doesn't care.
Yeah. So now let's go to a call, and then Steve, if you could read that letter, and I'd like to keep the last name, you know, private, but it's a powerful letter written by a well-placed businessman in Colorado. But first, in Denver, Randy, you're on with Steve Curtis and Bob Enyart.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Randy.
I called just now, this number. I came today and visited the Colorado Right to Life office.
Yeah.
And I was given that number, and then the guy who answered said, why don't you ask this on the air?
All right.
And so what I asked him was, what is the Collaborators Project? I don't even know.
That's
and
a great question, Randy.
My comment to the Colorado's Right to Life office today was, if you guys are going to win this war, you need more publicity to the public. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm one of many. Yeah. I'm one represent probably many Christians who don't know what this is or what's going on in Denver.
All right. Well, Randy, as we tell you right now, there'll be a few thousand more people who will hear it, okay?
Okay.
So those who help Planned Parenthood kill children, whether they run a linen service or a plumbing company or they're building an abortion clinic, they are collaborators. It's like somebody supplying Auschwitz. They're collaborators in the killing of the Jews. Here we have the Weitz Corporation, a billion-dollar construction firm that's building Auschwitz right here in Denver, the nation's largest abortion facility, 52,000 square feet. So there is an effort. They've been given a deadline by this new organization called the Collaborators Project to stop building this facility by midnight, January 31st, or they will be designated with permanent collaborator status. And that means that for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing kids in the building built by whites for that purpose, there will be abortion street protesters around the country who will include whites executives' homes and their clients' homes in their regular, routine, ongoing abortion protest. That's what it is.
You're doing that now, aren't you, with Planned Parenthood and 20th and Vine, aren't you?
Yeah, but what's happening is this is snowballing nationally.
Okay.
Because pro-life activists around the country have never been able to get a Collaborators Project off the ground. Now they have a billion-dollar national firm as the centerpiece, and that's giving cohesiveness and a vision to the whole movement. And so the movement is energized about this project unlike anything I've seen in 20 years.
So it's a commitment, basically.
It's a commitment to protest the abortion clinic, the abortionist home, and the White's company because they're a permanent collaborator status.
Is this 38th and Pontiac?
Yes, that's right. That's where the new abortion facility is being built by whites.
You have people out there every day protesting now?
Not every day, but we do have people protesting every day. But sometimes we're going to the homes of whites executives.
Okay. But you're right there. They're right there in the center of the whole Stapleton. All those new houses and everything?
Well, it's on the edge of Stapleton. This is in a... Okay. Planned Parenthood always puts abortion clinics in minority neighborhoods. It destroys the values of the neighborhoods often.
Okay.
You know. So here are these million-dollar guys making money, killing kids, and helping to destroy an inner-city minority neighborhood.
All right.
That's what's happening. Thanks, Randy.
Okay.
I appreciate your call very much. Steve Curtis, you got this letter? Now, this is a private letter, and it was given to the Collaborators Project, and we got a copy of it.
Yeah, this was a letter that was sent to Bill Hornaday, the president, I believe, of Whites.
Of the Rocky Mountain Division.
Of the Rocky Mountain Division of Whites.
Which is their largest division. For 55 years, they've been working in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, and this is exactly what the Collaborators Project wants to see happen. They want to see not only outrage by the public and these home protests and all this, but they want to see the business impact of this. So this is, again, to Bill Hornaday, and it says, Bill.
This letter is like an insider letter,
right.
You know, an industry insider's writing to one another. So the audience might not be able to quite follow all the jargon, but I think they'll get it.
Well, I think the audience will, especially here in Colorado, will recognize a couple of these names that are mentioned in here. It says, Bill, you may or may not remember me. I supplied all of the carpet tile for First Data for their facilities worldwide. I was also involved with Ralph Peterson at CH and Carl Vogel when he was with Liberty Media and ICG, Ed McVaney from the J.D. Edwards days, as well as Phil Anschutz on various projects.
Okay, so he just mentioned some of the major corporations and billionaires in Colorado.
Right, a couple of the billionaires and some big-time Republican insiders.
Yeah, and so this guy's saying, and First Data has been a major client of Whites, and so he's saying, hey, I've been, you know me, I'm a supplier for First Data worldwide. And so, okay,
yeah.
So that's who
he's saying,
is.
Yeah, basically, we're one of the companies that you depend on to get your projects built. He says, I am not a wild-eyed pro-life radical, but rather a businessman with conservative values not unlike yourself. When I heard about White's participation with the Planned Parenthood Project, the first thing that went through my mind was, and I'm quoting here, they have to be crazy to risk the fallout from existing and future clients from a decision like this, end quote.
So they have to be crazy to risk the fallout because Whites is now building a child-killing facility, which is the opinion of tens of millions of Americans. A lot of people think abortion is cool. A lot of people realize it's the killing of a child.
Right.
So there's Whites, their entrance into abortion politics.
Right.
Congratulations, guys.
He goes on to say, I have already received a call from management at Western Union asking my opinion.
So let me process that. So Western Union, I think they bought First Data a while back. Western Union wants to know what this guy, we're keeping his last name.
We're keeping Todd W.'s last name confidential here.
Okay, so they called Todd W. to say, what's going on with Whites? What are they doing? And so he gave them his opinion, whatever it is.
Well, First Data, you know, if they're a big client of Whites, or if they've used White's construction services in the past, will probably now rethink that next time they go to build a new facility.
Possibly, and that is the hope.
That is the hope. I mean, but what they're saying here is we want your opinion. Is this thing going to turn into anything? And, of course, we all know that it is turning into something.
If First Data hires White's, right, to do some new construction
then
project,
First Data also gets protested.
Yeah. Guess who shows up at First Data's officers, board of directors, CEOs' homes?
Well, it's carpenters, it's masons, it's abortion protesters,
right, yeah,
et cetera, et cetera.
Right,
all the things you need to build a building when you're working with Whites.
That's right. Yeah, okay. So there's more to the letter.
Okay, he goes on to say, as you are well aware, the conservative business community is large, powerful, very influential, and chat with one another regularly. Was this decision forced upon you, or did you knowingly take on this project? Apart from the moral arguments, which I will leave to those more qualified than myself, how in the world could this project represent good fiduciary judgment on the part of Whites? While I'm sure pulling out of this project would come with some financial cost...
Wait, let me hear that part again, because this is the bottom line here.
While I'm sure pulling out of this project would come with some financial costs, the good PR and the support of the extremely wealthy conservative business community would more than offset any penalties for years to come. Best regards, Todd W.
Wow.
I think, you know, this is a very well-written and powerful letter.
Steve, you are the former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. So when you and I first saw this letter at the same time, forwarded to me for this show by the Collaborators Project, and you immediately recognized all these names, I said, what's this? These are all Republican heavy hitter conservatives. And I don't think this Todd W. is representing that these guys all asked him to write this letter or that they would even honor a whites boycott. He's just saying, what in the world are you doing?
Well, he's doing that, but he's going beyond that. He's name dropping, and he's making it very clear that he has access to and talks to these other people, and that they share the values that he has laid out here. And based on that, is now saying, we're all wondering, what exactly is it that you guys are thinking? They are currently, it's very clear here, already reassessing their business relationship with whites, not only from a fiduciary standpoint, but he does bring up morality and says, I'm not going to debate that here. I'm going to leave that for people more qualified. But he's laid it out there that there is a very strong moral component here. Mm-hmm. And he's making sure that they understand that there's a very strong moral component and that that's exactly what these guys will be talking about.
And he's saying, if you pull out, there are going to be costs. If you pull out. But you know what? Planned Parenthood is not going to sue whites if whites pulls out. First of all, there's a history of contractors pulling out because of not realizing the misery they've gotten into to try to build a child killing center. Planned Parenthood doesn't sue them because they have some IQ. No contractor in the future would ever work for Planned Parenthood if they sue them when the company is just devastated by the abortion protest and has to pull out. So Planned Parenthood, just like whites, didn't threaten to sue any of the number of subcontractors that have pulled out of this job already, Planned Parenthood is not going to sue them.
Well, Planned Parenthood doesn't have any recourse here. I mean, they'll just keep going down the list until they find somebody that's desperate enough to take on that, and they eventually will.
Yeah, of course. And it's just the same way they find some doctor who's willing to do abortion. They go down to the gutter, and then they hire some guy to kill babies.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, this 1-800-ASPHALT phone number, 1-800-ASPHALT, this letter from the vice president of 1-800-ASPHALT, he introduces himself to the whites management, and he says, as you may already know, 1-800-ASPHALT is one of the largest paving groups in the country. We currently have contractors in 44 states, from New York to California. We share millions of dollars of asphalt and site work across the country. We've been building this network for 10 years, and we are growing at a record pace. They're doing national media buys for 1-800-ASPHALT. And he goes on to tell him that he runs his business out of Indianapolis, Indiana. He said he's gone to Bob and Yurt Live seminars in Indiana, where over 500 people have attended seminars that he knows of. And there is a committed organization in Indiana through this radio program to make sure that the whites designation is honored. And he's committing himself and his company to that effort.
You know, with a focal point like whites, right in the center of the storm on the Collaborators Project now, this is something that, they have to understand how these things work. These things don't get smaller as time goes on. Mm-hmm. These projects get bigger. Mm-hmm. I mean, this literally will become a cottage industry. It will take on a life of its own.
Yeah. There will be websites, phone numbers, banners, advertising, all designed to make it difficult for whites to do their business.
And it only gets worse as the technology gets better.
That's right. Steve Curtis, thank you for joining us here at Bob and Yurt Live, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a fabulous school. And our website is kgov.com. May God bless you.